The Dodgers take on the Padres in San Diego, and catcher Austin Barnes would have himself a night to remember at Petco Park.
Barnes hits a high drive to left center field. Austin Barnes with a grand slam. Oh boy, this is live right now. Dave Roberts and Andy Green were chatting with the umpires about whatever transpired in the previous half inning. And right when that meeting started to break up, Dave Roberts and Andy Green had other ideas about the meeting ending. Now the bullpen's getting involved. Be a long weekend, Bulldog.
It started out here with a bang, a grand slam, and now we've got warnings to both benches without any knockdowns and managers wanting to go at each other.
Turner lifts a fly ball to deep center field. That one is gone. Justin Turner hits his sixth of the season to dead center field, and the Dodgers lead it 6-0. A payoff. Barnes drills another left center field. That ball taken off. Austin Barnes with a two home run night. A grand slam and now a three run bullet for Barnes, and the Dodgers have opened it up.
To go along with a career high 7 RBIs, the Dodgers roll to a 10-4 win. Logan Forsyth goes 4-for-4 with 3 runs scored for Los Angeles, and Alex Wood allows 1 run over 6 innings. He's 9-0 on the year. So LA continues to play excellent baseball. The Dodgers are 26 games over 500, but the big story on Friday was manager Dave Roberts getting into a confrontation with Padres skipper Andy Green.
It was just a situation where, there was an exchange with Woody and the runner on second base, Perella. And so I think that Woody, felt that they were given location, and so they had words. And at that point in time, the Greg Gibson and the umpiring crew did a great job of just kind of keeping it in control and in between innings, letting both managers know that each team was going to issue, they were going to issue a warning for each team just to kind of make sure that nothing gets out of hand. And so at that point in time, I was going to take care of Woody and let him know and, expect Andy to do the same for his guys. And so there were some things that Andy directed at our player. And at some point, I took exception. And so I thought it was excessive. And so I got emotional. As an opposing manager, to talk about the situation and agree or disagree with how the umpires handle it, that's his opinion. But I think that when you start making pointed comments about our player, then I think that I got a problem with it. So that's all I just kind of wanted to convey to Andy. And for me, it's over with. We won a baseball game. Woody threw the ball well, and we're moving on. Austin's been locked in this year, and I think that the knowing that he's going to stick, I think that things have slowed down for him, but his quality of the bat, him behind the plate, he's just been so good. And on the bases, he's really coming into his own, and I think that right now there's an exhale in there, but he's getting, every at bat he has it seems to be a quality at bat, and it's really fun to watch him have success.
Austin Barnes has himself a special night against the Friars. He doubles his career home run total on Friday and also ups his career RBI total by 50%.
Yeah, it was great. We got to jump out to a 4-0 lead, which is awesome. And it felt good. The whole game was it was good. We played well. Yeah, Alex was just doing what he's always been doing. He's executing pitches. He was keeping them off balance, both sides of the plate. He was awesome. Yeah, when it was happening, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. Emotions run high in games. It's one of those things. It's not a big deal. Kind of washed under the thing. Yeah, but it was good. It was nothing. Yeah.
The big night from Austin Barnes also helped out his battery mate Alex Wood, who remains undefeated in 2017 with an ERA of 1.83.
I just thought they were given location. I'll never know whether they were or they weren't. I think we're all adults here. Got caught up in the moment. You know, it's one of those things. Beginning of the game, everybody's competitor. You know, it's just one of those things that happened. I got no ill will towards anyone. I didn't mean to overreact. If that's how it came across. I just got caught up in the moment. But end of the day, it kind of is what it is. You know.
What does it mean to you when Dave Roberts stands up for you like that?
Yeah, you know, it's always great. You know, we know that Doc's got our back. You know, I don't really know what transpired between him and Andy. I don't know Andy personally, but I know he's close friends with AJ, and I've heard nothing but good things about him. So, you know, I don't know what happened. You know, same kind of ordeal. You know, you get caught up in the moment. Things are said. You know, that nobody probably really means. You know, and it's just something where it happened, and just gotta get over and kind of go from there.
The Dodgers get back to work against the Friars on Saturday. Rich Hill will make the start.